I do love my Sleep Number bed, and spring's in the air, so it's spring cleaning time. And don't forget to clean your pillows, your bed, your mattresses by cleaning. I mean, sometimes it's just time to get rid of them. Wake up refreshed with a mattress that helps you sleep the best. The Sleep Number mattress adjusts to your ideal firmness or your ideal softness. A queen starts at $899.99. With the optional Sleep IQ technology inside, it also tracks your sleep. It gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep, how sleep affects your life. You're going to love the Sleep Number. I do. My Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. Right now, if you go in, you're going to save on clearance beds and bedding, as Sleep Number always makes room for their newest innovations. Right now, you can save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds, plus up to 40% off clearance pillows. Now, I have Sleep Number. You'll only find Sleep Number in the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Brad Paisley and later some dance parties all morning long. We're just trying to get you from A to B, whatever that is, in the best mood, most positive mood possible. Amy's talking about these jeans that have a rip right in the buttocks area.
Yeah.
Is it horizontal?
Horizontal.
What?
Yeah, like right at the crease where the butt like meets the thigh.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like a built-in crease and people are paying for it. And these jeans are so expensive. I'm like, is this a trend that's here to stay? Or is this, am I like not getting it?
Like a crease rip? Like, do you actually see, like, the top of the skin?
Yeah, you can see the skin. And you know how people pay more for holes in jeans. Like, I mean, and I get it. Like, ripped jeans are really in right now. I have some. But the holes in, like, the knee, not the butt.
We have to check it. Will you put it on Facebook? I want to see these.
Yes.
The thing, Amy brings up a point. Holy jeans are in. Holy jeans have been in our whole life.
Yeah.
Do you kind of remember when they happened when we were kids?
Sure.
It became a thing. And it's just never not been a thing.
I guess it's true, yeah. But, I mean, you definitely pay more for them.
You've had trends happen, like Stonewash was awesome for a while.
Yeah.
Baggy, tight. But holy has kind of always been a thing.
Yeah.
Like right now. Eddie, stand up.
No holes.
Let me see your pants.
No holes.
Oh, you're not wearing jeans, are you?
No.
Those are kind of khakis?
These are kind of like colored jeans.
Are they?
Colored jeans. Yeah, colored jeans.
Hey, who has jeans on?
I got jeans.
Do you have holes?
No.
What kind of jeans are those?
I don't know. Oh, I got a belt loop broken, but...
That doesn't count as a hole.
No, that's just wear and tear.
Yeah.
That's
how long you had
those?
Hey,
those are sevens.
These have been 10 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have holes in your jeans or no?
No, I have on flares.
I don't know what that means.
The bottom's flared out. You know, like a flare.
A style that has come again?
Yes.
Ray have tears?
He's not wearing jeans. I'm wearing
colored pants.
I'm wearing colored pants. We all have colored pants
on. We're so cool.
We're the colored pants crew.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Carrie Marie is a waitress, and she works at a restaurant in Connecticut, and she wears hearing aids. One of her hearing aids was broken, so she kept having to turn her head to talk to the customer. She was like, I'm really sorry, one of my hearing aids is broken. So he's making his order, and after she explained it to him, she got the food, and he left. And he wanted to remain anonymous, but left a $500 tip and said, hey, hope this helps you get a new hearing aid.
Wow.
So I thought that was really nice. That was really cool.
That's so cool.
So there you go. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. In Northern California, the 50-year-old Tennessee teacher who vanished last month with a teen student is under arrest, and the girl was found safe. In Seattle, two officers were shot while responding to a robbery. Both officers are in stable condition in the hospital, so that's really good news. And finally, in weather news this weekend, temps are going to be in the 70s and 80s for most of the country. Watch out for the rain. South, parts of the Midwest, a lot of the East Coast, you're going to see 1 to 2 inches of rain and thunderstorms.
I see where Skrillex was handcuffed and taken out of a car last night. His music is awful. Good. He needs it. Maybe they'll change him up. Give some... Yeah. I put him in jail for that.
Wow.
Call 911 now.
Yeah. We're going to need you to pull over.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't do anything. Yeah. Your music's terrible. Have you heard that?
Call 911.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's huge. He makes millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Skrillex got pulled over for playing loud music from his car.
That's it.
Yeah, he was later cuffed when he didn't show proper identification.
Yeah.
So what did it sound like?
Well, I bet it's something like this. Mixed with this. I mean, it's got to be awful. Like, his music's awful. Like,
yeah, but it doesn't say what he was blaring.
Probably that. It probably wasn't even loud. Probably the cop just heard his window down a little bit. I was like, oh, no. I'm going to... And his haircut. Those two things.
You guys think he looks like Corey Feldman?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he sort of does. Mm-hmm.
People with hostile personalities can be... are usually a lot more sick and a lot more fat. Do you know that? Angry people are also more likely to smoke and drink too much.
Okay.
So anger is not good for your heart or soul or now body. And Skrillex makes me angry. So I'm not playing it ever again.
Because
now, yep. Go have a drink.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I never even had a drink.
This is better. This is
the Bobby Bones Show. All right, time for your positivity here on Friday morning. It's called Tell Me Something Good for a reason, because we have good news to bring you. Tell me something good. All right, so Charles Kingsley had finished his overnight shift as a security officer. He was driving home when he got pulled over by a Minnesota police officer. His headlights were out. So instead of a ticket, the officer gave him a voucher to get the lights fixed for free.
Oh.
And that's what these cops are doing. They're giving vouchers. If someone's lights are out and they had to pull them over anyway, for like 30 days, they're giving vouchers because they're working with a place. And
that's awesome.
Oh, they've partnered up. I love it.
Yes. Yeah, that's cool. Amy, you're up.
Kids in Utah will no longer have to worry about the police shutting down their lemonade stands under a new state law they passed. Well, kids can now sell lemonade, which is awesome because in a lot of states, you get in trouble.
If I were an adult, I'd get a kid. I'd have him front my business.
What? What?
I'd get a kid and have him front my business.
Called working the system.
Stop.
Yeah.
No.
That's a good. I mean, it's.
They just don't.
The
need
reason
a
was, you know, permits and kids are doing lemonade stands. They're like, you have a permit to have, serve food, so they passed the law.
Right.
Little being the businessman that I am, I try to be like, hey, kid.
Okay.
I catch you in.
Smart.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Jack Kilway has been an usher for the Akron Rubber Ducks for the last 20 years. He's 82 years old, and he's retiring.
Wow.
And the Aero Ducks are a minor league baseball team. So, this weekend, the giveaway at the park, a Jack Kilway bobblehead.
That's awesome. That's pretty funny. Like, that's got to be the thrill of that guy's life.
Yeah.
He has his own night, and they're giving away a bobblehead of him.
That's awesome.
Even just to be given a bobblehead of yourself, one to you, is gotta be cool, but they're giving them to everybody too. That's cool. See, there's good news. You can find it out there. Thank you for listening.
Bobby Bones.
What'd you do yesterday?
Oh, I had my final dentist appointment fixing one of my teeth.
What happened to your tooth?
Well, a while ago I told you how it had like cracked and then you had to put like this temporary thing on and then I got like the final one put back on.
So you got a new, is it gold? Let me see.
No, it's not gold.
Oh man.
No gold. Should I have gone gold?
Always.
For sure.
If the option's ever gold for anything, yeah, go gold.
Shoot, I didn't. I went regular.
Lunchbox, what'd you do yesterday?
Oh, busy day. I had to take the dogs to the vet for their yearly checkup and then I had to pound a nap in for like 2.5 hours.
Wow. Well, hold on a second. Let's go to the tote board here. I'm curious to know how long this nap was.
It was exactly 2 hours, 26 minutes.
Wow. What a nap. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
big day.
Yeah.
How about you?
What? You didn't do anything else?
I had Kid Power, and then I had...
Power. I mean, don't gloss over that. That's actually an organization that you work with.
Yeah, it's a volunteer organization, and then...
How often do you do it? Like, he didn't want to talk about it.
That's better than your nap.
Yeah, like
it is.
People would rather hear about Kid Power than you saying I slept for 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Okay, well, I do that once a week, and it's for an hour and a half.
What do you do there?
Yeah, like what do you...
Oh, well, I have kids that I'm a mentor for. Like, we work on things. Like, we're doing a service learning project right now. It's called Project Linus, where we're making blankets for kids in the hospital.
Cute.
So it kind of teaches them to give back to the community.
So you did that yesterday?
Yeah.
Specifically?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with the blanket? Like, do you sit and knit the blankets?
No, there's two blankets, and you cut these slits, and then you tie them together, and ours has little race cars on it, and that's it. I mean, I don't know how to explain it besides that. It's two little blankets put together, and...
Do you see that we want to know about that stuff that you do?
Yeah, and I think it's cool.
You like go, they came out, and then I farted all day. It's like, no. Like, we genuinely want to know the other things that you do.
Yeah, that's what we did. We talked about the project and, like, his favorite part of the project, the worst part.
So you have one kid?
Yeah, because the other one, he just kind of quit showing up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that your fault, or...
No, it's just his fault. I mean, I can't make him show up. Like, he knows when the...
Are you fun?
Oh, I'm fun.
Yeah.
All the kids love me.
All the kids love me.
Yeah, and some of them see me on TV, I guess, because they're like, I saw you on TV. And I'm like,
when were you on TV?
I don't know.
They see a Steve Buscemi movie?
Oh, no.
A Doug Funny cartoon?
Yeah.
Man. Well, I know there's been times you've been on the news.
That one time?
I don't know, but
they were watching the 11 o'clock local news the one time?
Or like, maybe they've seen you on YouTube?
No.
That's the TV. Like TV.
Yeah, the small TV.
Mm-hmm.
No, because they know the radio station. They're like, oh, I saw you on TV.
Oh, okay, I think they're just like saying Instagram stories.
Yeah.
No.
Snapchat.
Like a picture of them all in the middle.
Yeah. That's probably
guys,
it.
I'm telling you, they see me and they all high five me. They love me. I'm the most fun probably that's there.
We're just giving you a hard time.
That's okay. I'm not worried about it. And then I had live band karaoke last night. I was busy.
Wow. Look at you, out and about.
I'm telling you, you guys act like all I do is nap, but I had to get that two and a half.
You act like all you do is nap.
Oh. Play a song.
That's why we're so interested. Oh, okay. I'll play the song.
Hit it.
All right, my bad.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
It's Friday, so we got some albums out today. Sheryl Crow has Be Myself, Brad Paisley, Love and War, and Charlie Worsham, Beginning of Things. Dierks Bentley has been nominated to be on the Nashville Airport Authority Board of Directors. It's a voluntary position, and he still has to be officially voted in, but the mayor has appointed him, and it sounds like the voting is just a formality. Dierks is a pilot and loves flying.
That can't mean it's a real position, though.
Yeah, but who's not going to vote him in?
No, it's not even that. Like,
well, the mayor.
It's not, yeah, but again, it's just got to be one of those things where you give someone a key to the city. It's got to be one of those things.
Oh, I think it's a bigger deal than that.
I don't know. All right, what else?
That's it. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from California. A man went into a Walmart and said, oh, man, got to go to the bathroom. Goes back, goes to the bathroom, in there for a while. It's like, I could really use a cigarette. So he pulls out a cigarette, smoking the cigarette. Drops it, lights his underwear on fire while he's on the toilet.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He has to run out and grab fire extinguisher and put it out.
Oh. Is it, like, did he take his underwear off and then pull his pants back up? Or did he just run out?
He just ran out. He didn't have time to run fire. So he's okay. But, yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox has no rhythm. Lunchbox can't really sing a melody of a song either. It's so weird. And this isn't even a shot, but we were talking off the air just now, and he was singing some dance song, and Eddie was like, I never heard that song. And Eddie goes, hey, sing Lean On Me. So this is live. And we all know, lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, sing Lean On Me.
Lean on me when you're not strong. We all need someone to lean on me, brother.
Okay, so
we all need a hand.
It just doesn't sound like Lean On Me, like the melody of it.
Right.
You don't have to be a good singer to have the melody.
No.
So Lean On Me is, you know, the song here. Yeah. Oh, Bill Withers.
Mm.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Oh, great movie.
That too.
Yeah. I thought Stand By Me was a little better than Lean On Me, but still both good movies. Sing with it. Do you know it?
I know a little bit of it.
So, you want to hear Lunchbox's rhythm? This is even funnier. Like, if you don't mind, Lunchbox, follow my beat, okay?
Oh, great. Here we go.
I'm just going to go. Here we go. Got it.
That's good. That's pretty
boom.
Good.
Pretty what good.
Up? All right. Ready? Let's do it again.
Uh-oh.
That's one too many.
Yeah. That's close.
I'm getting better.
Clap along to the song. Okay?
Oh, goodness.
You ready?
Yeah. They don't clap.
No.
Clap along to the rhythm.
To the beat.
Go.
I don't know.
Here, Eddie, let's keep clapping along, but let's have where I'd be. Ready? I can't. While you're doing that, I can't do it. Yeah. So. Okay. If you get put on, he can do it a little bit. But he can't just feel it. All right, do another one. Ready?
All right.
Yeah. It's so weird. You have no rhythm at all.
I don't hear it.
Huh?
You're just guessing, right?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're, I'm clapping to.
Oh, you're really just guessing?
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm supposed to clap to because there's no clapping.
He's just clapping. No. You don't have to clap to claps. You can clap to a rhythm. This to me. Yeah!
There we go.
Come on.
Feel the music.
I got a little change in my pocket. This is you. That's a drum beat.
Listen to that drum. He can't do
it's
it.
It's so wild.
Oh, I wish people could see him.
It's just in him.
It's like
he
human. He doesn't have rhythm.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But he dances.
Not with rhythm. He just dances like he's not hearing a song.
That's true.
He dances the same way, same
unbelievable
pace all the
I'll
time.
I'll tell you what. Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. All have sorrow.
I didn't even know where he was going with that.
There's no way I would guess what song that is.
But if we are wise... We know there's always tomorrow. Lean on me.
That's not lean on me. The words are.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
There's a full solar eclipse coming to Nashville. 1 minute and 57 seconds of complete darkness during August's total solar eclipse. Now, for me, I would just read this and not really know if it was a big deal or not. I'd just be like, huh.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen a lot? I don't know. It's expected to draw 1 million visitors.
Wow.
Amazing.
What?
Visitors?
Yeah. Like, people are going to come to Nashville, a million of them, to watch this 1 minute 57 seconds.
So wow. It's complete darkness.
I guess so.
Ha!
Is it like The Purge, where you can do whatever you want?
Ooh,
for a minute 57 seconds.
Like, I hope not.
I don't know.
That's scary.
But how cool would that be?
Man. I saw something like that when I was a kid, but it wasn't complete darkness.
What, The Purge?
No, the total eclipse.
I thought you meant
not The Purge.
South Texas. I was like,
it's crazy down there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I did a new Instagram show from my house last night called Neti Pot Live. Did you watch any of it?
I haven't. I didn't know.
I poured the Neti Pot in my nose live on Instagram video.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully you got to watch that. It was up for like... Instagram video disappeared as soon as it's over.
Oh.
So it was only live. Shoot. You missed Neti Pot Live. I know.
We can't go back.
Mm-mm. Brad Paisley in about 45 minutes or so. Got a new record out today, by the way.
And I don't know about tomorrow.
How about this? Let's talk about ethics for a second, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Amy buys a pair of shoes.
Yes.
You go, you buy the shoes, you take the shoes home.
Mm-hmm. I try them on. I'm like, oh, then I have them for like almost 3 weeks. Don't wear them once. So I'm like, I probably should return these.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
No.
You're taking a pair of shoes back that you don't like. It's not like she wore them to three events.
Didn't wear them.
She takes the shoes back, and they take them a full refund. Like, mm-hmm. Here you go, back. Then she gets home and realizes the shoes are still there. She just took the box back, and they gave her a full refund.
That's legit!
I know!
No, it's not legit!
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Now.
I know!
What should she do?
Oh, wow.
Because how do they not look in the box?
Guess they were busy. I didn't even notice, but honestly, there was lots of that stuffing or whatever, like in the shoe. So it's not like the box felt completely empty, to be fair, because I'm like, how did I not notice this? But I didn't notice it, nor did the salesperson that took the return. They just like got the box, opened it.
It's not heavy. It's not like you put rocks in there either. Like it really.
No, I wasn't trying to deceive anybody. This was not premeditated. So it just happened to me.
What would you do around the room? Lunchbox, this happens to you, you're right now, what would you do?
You have two options. You can take those shoes back to a different salesperson and get double your refund.
Okay.
Or you can just keep the shoes and keep the money and win-win for you.
What would you do?
I keep the shoes.
So you keep the money and keep the shoes.
Yeah, because okay. It's going to look weird without a box going to another sales lady.
Eddie.
Sometimes it's just meant to be, and that was meant to. I chalk it down as a win.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I don't think this major retailer is going to go into the red.
Right? They're not.
Because of this one pair of shoes.
No, this is a place they take anything back.
Yeah, so, still though, in my heart, mm-hmm. I would want to do one to others.
Oh.
And I would go back and say, hey, because what if a salesperson like commission came back?
I don't.
You just don't know the little things that it affects.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go back and say, wow. And I'd be embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm waiting for that. Obviously, you guys, I'm going to take the shoes back.
You are?
You are?
Of course.
How much have you considered keeping the shoes, though?
Zero.
Okay.
Did you talk to your husband about it or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, and no, I haven't. But if I did, my husband would be like, you're taking the shoes back. That's the right thing to do is take the shoes back, which of course I'm going to do, but it's just going to be so embarrassing. I'm going to be like, so I came, they're going to think I was like trying to do this master plan and then I chickened out.
Your guilt got you?
Yeah, which 0%. It was an accident.
On my Instagram right now, there's a picture of me with a mullet.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, dude.
I used to rock it hard.
You look bad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And by bad, you mean awesome?
Yeah.
So that's up, Mr. Bobby Bones. Also, Brad Paisley, like I said, coming in just a bit. He's got a new record out today. He wrote a song with Johnny Cash. It's on this record. And we'll talk about that. But you're like, how did that happen? Well, you have to hang out. Brad Paisley in about 35 minutes or so. Lunchbox thinks somebody in his life that he sees on a regular basis has a big crush on him, and it's awkward for him.
Oh, great.
We'll talk about that in a second.
If it's me.
It's definitely somebody that you're like, stop. He thinks somebody, we'll tell you who it is coming up in a minute. Lunchbox thinks that somebody now has developed a crush because they're acting differently toward him.
Okay.
Okay? That's on the way.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This vacuum cleaner, it sounds like a terrified human when it hits a spot that there's nothing to suck up. Have you guys heard this?
No. Okay,
listen to this vacuum cleaner.
Oh my goodness, if I were to hear that, I would think someone was in distress.
Yeah, me too. It's a terrified vacuum. Yeah, all right. Good morning. There was an off-duty Santa Monica police officer, and he got on a flight, leaving LAX, and then he realized when he was on the flight, I have a gun.
Crazy.
No.
He got all the way through.
All the way through.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had an ex-girlfriend, and she had a job in sales, and she would have to get places and open boxes, so she carried box cutters with her all the time, and she forgot to pull them out of her bag. She went all the way through security, got to the airplane, and this is relatively, I mean, in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
After 9/11.
Yeah, sure. Way after. And yeah. She had like 3 box cutters on her. She was like, oh my goodness, how did this get through?
Yeah, crazy.
Oh.
And then she started to feel like she was doing something wrong. So she had to like walk and secretly dispose of them into the trash can. But then it's like, what if someone else gets them? You know?
There we go, it's true.
Okay, what did you turn yourself in?
Did he turn himself in, this cop?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Why? What? No, because what if it's just not worth the risk?
Yeah, yeah. He didn't.
He wasn't doing anything wrong.
Yeah,
you can let them know. Oh, whoa! I'm also an officer. Yes, it's one of those. You don't take the risk. Because what if you're on the plane and someone discovers you have a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember we were about to go through security and I found my switchblade in my purse and I went and mailed it to myself.
I could not believe that Amy and I were going somewhere for work. We had stood in line. Going through the where they take your ID.
Yeah, all that line, yeah.
And she goes, huh. She reaches in her bag and goes, I got a switchblade in here. I'm like, what's happening? What? I'm like, get away from me. I have nothing to do with you having a... Someone had given her a switchblade for her birthday or something?
Yeah, it's a gift, yeah.
And then she had it in her backpack trying to go to the airport.
I forgot it was in there. Mm. And then I had to go all the way back out and come back through security. But I was honest. I didn't try to sneak it on anywhere. I went and turned it in. Actually, I didn't end up having to mail it to myself. They held it for me. You pay them like $5 and they'll hold it
in a
locker. And when you fly back through, you can pick it up.
Amy's like, I'm back from my switchblade.
Yep.
She's dressed in a black leather jacket.
All I ever had was that comb.
Yes, I bought it at the flea market.
Yeah. So when we were kids, the cool thing was you had this thing that looked like a switchblade and you hit the button.
When it was a comb.
And a comb would pop.
And loved it.
Comb your hair.
Because
you had gel. Did you not have the comb?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't have a comb. I had a shaved head.
Oh, yeah. Who used to cut your hair?
The barber.
Even with a shaved head?
Yeah.
Your mom and dad wouldn't do it?
No. I wouldn't trust them. I mean, because you gotta even it out, make sure it faded in and out, but...
My neighbor would cut my hair sometimes, like Scotty's mom, and she had a Flobee.
What's a Flobee?
When we like vacuum suck your hair off.
What?
I've never heard of such a thing.
I think it's called a Flobee. Look it up. It was like a hair cutting thing, but it was like...
Was that from an infomercial or something?
I think so, yeah. Hmm. But she.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
Flobee.
What does it do?
Vintage Flobee haircutting system. It's, you can get it right now for $85 on eBay.
It's a robot hair cutter.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is an electrically powered vacuum cleaner attachment made for cutting hair.
Yeah, so when it cuts the hair, it sucks it right up so that the hairs aren't
amazing.
All everywhere.
I used to get my hair cut with a Flobee by my neighbor
That's
for free.
Awesome. My husband needs that.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Thomas Rhett and Kelsey Ballerini are co-hosting this year's CMA Music Festival special on ABC. It's a three-hour show featuring various performances from CMA Fest. No word on an air date. You got some movies in theaters today. Free Fire, 68% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know that is. Free Fire.
It's set in Boston, 1978.
Love that song. And I'm free.
There's gangs involved in a deserted
free
warehouse.
Fire.
You're so dumb.
I never even heard of this movie. I don't hear movies anymore.
Oh, have you seen the previews for Born in China?
Back in our day, we knew every movie that was coming out.
Every one of
them.
It
was a big deal.
But listen, this one's awesome. The Disney animated, not animated, but the live Disney animal movie. Oh my goodness, y'all. 80% positive. And I saw the previews when I saw Fate of the Furious last weekend. I was like, oh my goodness, this looks so good.
Again, I haven't even heard of this movie. Have you?
Born in China?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's narrated by the dude from The Office, Jim.
Oh, John Krasinski.
Yeah. You also have Unforgettable in theaters with Katherine Heigl, 31% positive, and The Promise, 44% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So, it became quite the national story, but there was this man, Tad Cummins, and how old was he?
I believe he was 48.
Okay.
48, 15.
So he goes to the school, right? And she's 15 years old.
Yeah, I think he's 50.
And they're gone. All of a sudden, 50-year-old dude, 15-year-old girl, and the whole country searching for them.
Crazy.
And for weeks, this has happened. Now, where we are, this is huge locally because it happened like an hour away.
Yeah.
And so it turns to this huge national story where they're looking all over the place. So yesterday, they're like, we found the car. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, it kind of snowballed into we have them. We have him. She's alive. Physically, she's healthy. Which, by the way, honestly, I was surprised. Like, I really was surprised by that. So here we go. This is the sheriff talking about that yesterday.
Shortly after 9:30 a.m., Mr. Cummings exited the cabin and was taken into custody by our SRT members without incident.
Do you know how they knew each other?
Just teacher student. He was a teacher at the school, and she was a student, and they became close. And
So he's 50, she's 15. So again, this is the sheriff here.
SCSO, Sheriff's Office SRT, responded to the scene, established a perimeter around the cabin believed to be occupied by Mr. Cummings and his juvenile female victim, and elected to wait until morning to arrest the suspect.
And here's her dad, the 15-year-old's dad.
You know, we're going to have to figure out what kind of state of mind she's in, of course, and probably get her some help. Maybe a long road, but, you know, at least we've got her back now.
You know, thank God she's physically okay.
Wow.
So what happened was, from what I read, because I was reading the story of the guy who turned him in, because he was living on a commune. There was, like, a bunch of people just work on the ground and, like, support themselves in a bunch of cabins. And they went and wanted to be part of the commune. And he said that she's 21. We're together. And the guy was like, this isn't right. People were like, we're not going to let you be a part of our commune, but you can stay here and work on the grounds.
Yeah, and so he was working, and he told the guy, yeah, I'm down to my last $10. So the guy gave him $40 or whatever, and had him. They were picking rocks out of the river the day before. And then someone said, hey, have you heard this story about this guy and the girl? And he looked at the picture and goes, that's the guy. And he called the police, and wow. Yeah.
How crazy for that to be the guy. It had to be like the McDonald's person that saw the Facebook killer.
Yeah.
You're like, that's the guy. Oh, my goodness.
You never think you're going to be the one that sees the person that's on the news or wherever.
Because nothing on TV is real.
I know.
Like, it is, but it's not.
Yeah.
Even the news, you're like, that's not really going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, it's awesome that physically she's okay. But, man, a 50-year-old and a 15-year-old. And wasn't he saying that he, like, wanted to get caught now? Isn't that what
he said? When the police got him, he said, I'm glad this is finally over.
Well, a little lighter. So the basketball playoffs are happening right now.
Oh.
So the Toronto Raptors, they were announcing their starting lineup, but they were doing it in Milwaukee. So it's the Bucks home court, And they like to do funny things for the away team. So as they're announcing it, they play the music, the Barney music over the visiting team.
At guard from USC, 6'7", number 10, DeMar DeRozan. And at the other guard from Villanova, 6'1", number 7, Kyle Lowry. The head coach for Toronto is Dwayne Casey.
Funny, huh?
Yeah.
Here's a terrified vacuum cleaner. It screams like a human if the vacuum vacuums over gaps where there's nothing to suck up. That is terrible.
That sound like a taped up human.
That is terrible. Yes, like a taped up human. That's correct. Here's a clip of Zach Brown Band's cover of All the Best. It's a John Prine song, but All the Best featuring Casey Musgraves.
I wish you love and happiness. I guess I wish you all the best. I wish you don't do like I do, and go and fall in love with someone like you.
That'd be on Zach's new album. Mm. That'd be good. That's, I mean, that sounds really good. Mm. Anybody have the new Starbucks Unicorn Frappuccino? This is a big story yesterday. The Unicorn Frappuccino was now out, and it was a secret item for a long time. But apparently, this new Unicorn Frappuccino was so big, so quick, that the baristas at Starbucks are going nuts. And they're all going to Reddit to complain about how complicated it is to make, how the store didn't order enough ingredients to fill its demand. Everybody's ordering it now. I mean, who doesn't love a unicorn? I don't even know what it is. But I like to try it.
Yeah.
I don't even drink coffee. But the Unicorn Frappuccino, someone said they started work at 9. They got off at 5. They sold over 400.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Oh, no.
And it's so many things because it's so many different colors.
Yeah, and it has to be made just right because it's got to be this pretty swirl concoction.
I saw someone propose with one yesterday.
Propose?
Yeah, it was like, you're my unicorn. It was like, will you marry me on the first day? No, that means they put no thought in their proposal.
Oh. Oh.
It was Unicorn Frappuccino Day, and they were like, you know what? I think I found it. On Thursday nights, last night, Lunchbox does what's called a remote. It's a live event. He does it at the Hard Rock Cafe in Nashville. And he goes, and it's called Live Band Karaoke, where in Nashville, even good people go and do this because everybody's just trying to find work and play music while they're doing not even that, like the band. Like the band, it's a good band because they're trying to make it in Nashville too, and they have to make money while they're like writing songs and playing music. So it's just good music everywhere.
Gotcha.
So there's this whole live band. You get to go up and sing with the live band. And so who asked him the question?
I did.
What'd you ask him?
I asked him, do you ever invite any, country artists that we know, from the show? And if there was one that you can just text right there on the spot, who would it be?
Lauren Elena showed up and sang before.
Oh, I haven't seen her there.
Didn't she sing with you?
No. She may have been there when I wasn't there.
Huh.
But didn't... I
filled in, and Lauren Elena didn't show up for me, so...
Yeah, where'd she show up at?
No... I think she had an event at the same place.
Oh, okay.
But it was her own event and she
a different
sang
room
there.
I thought she did it with you.
No, it'd be awesome if she did. She's welcome to come any Thursday.
So if you have any artist, who do you think you could get if you text them even the day of? And be like, hey, I'm doing this tonight. I need a ringer. What artist? If
you buddies of yours, anyone that you have their phone number.
Or the closest thing to a buddy.
Phone numbers? I don't have any. The only phone number I have is Tyler Farr.
Okay.
That's a
there
good
we
one.
Go.
You
that would be it. That'd be your go-to then.
That's the only artist that I have their phone number, and I don't know if he would show up or not, but I would feel awkward texting him because I've never texted him. I think it was just an awkward, hey, dude, let me get your number. We'll get together when we're back in Nashville. Okay, yeah.
Where were you guys away from Nashville together?
We were in Austin at a private event.
A private event?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey.
Like a Marriott Hotel Rewards member getaway. They fly them to different places around the country. And this one was Austin. And they got to hear live music from Tyler Farr, have some barbecue out at this mansion. And I was the host.
Is that part of your side hustle?
That was my side hustle. Hey. But that was 7 months ago, and I haven't been invited back to do one. So I don't know. I thought I crushed it. I thought I did a great job, but
so
I don't know.
Did.
Tyler Farr be yours?
Yes. You?
Oh, dude.
Let's just go through the Rolodex.
Unfair. Amy, you.
Who could I call?
If you would. If it was I need a ringer.
Nobody.
To come.
There's
no,
yo, Amy.
It's a hypothetical question. We're not asking you to call somebody right now. Lunchbox just had to do it.
Who do I have on my phone? Person's...
If you would be I have to call... They have to have some artist or I get fired. Who do you call?
Come
and
on,
the only
Amy.
Artist number that I have would be Dirks.
What?
That's the only artist.
And Faith Hill.
Yeah, and Eric Paslay.
Yeah.
And
I don't have Eric's number. I'm friends with his wife.
You have Eric's number?
No, I don't text with Eric. I hang out with his wife.
I do. So Dirks. You have Dirks. You and Dirks talk?
No.
Don't you like text like Sheryl Crow?
No.
Huh.
Just Dirks? You just text Dirks?
No, I said Faith Hill. I don't even text with Dirks. You're asking me who I could call.
Okay.
Don't get defensive.
Eddie?
I got, dude, Chris Jansen.
Yeah.
That's my dude. Like, that's really, I have Craig Campbell, but I'll go Jansen.
Huh. Bobby?
Go big.
Go big, dude. Come on.
I'd be like Garth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard Rock.
Hard Rock
band.
Is rocking tonight. Like, as soon as you send me that chair, you're going to bite it up.
Yes!
And then Garth come up and rock the Hard Rock. But if I had to call something like a...
who?
Kelsey, probably. Because she'd probably come out. Yeah.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, Brad Paisley's here. Listen, you were chewing gum before we went on.
I'm still chewing it, actually.
Yeah, and I'm cool with that. I just want you to make sure you knew, because sometimes you'll come on and we'll start talking, and people won't know they're on the air. And like right now,
we
can
hear
your gum. As long as you know and the listeners know that I've acknowledged you have gum in your mouth, we're all good. You can chew away.
I'll get rid of it.
Brad Paisley's here. Album's out today. So congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, Love and War is out. And so album day for you, is it a big deal now as it was 5 years ago?
No, 5 years ago we had the stakes were higher because we would sell them.
You mean full record? People would go buy full
record?
Yeah,
people would actually buy it. Now we just release it and people, you know, they just steal it.
Okay.
Which is fine.
I guess it depends what you consider steal. Do you consider streaming stealing?
No, I'm kidding. I'm basically making a joke about the state of our industry, which is...
But I think, though...
You have to laugh to keep from crying.
There are a lot of people that say that you don't get paid as much as you should when you stream it.
I'm overpaid.
Yeah, but you do
other
big
artists
shows.
Other artists should be paid more, but I'm certainly overpaid. In keeping it all in perspective... The people who aren't getting paid that deserve it are songwriters and players and people like that. The artists like myself still continue to, we're grossly overpaid in terms of importance in the world.
I want to talk about this record, too, because as it was happening, I was hearing lots of things about it. And there was a song, and help me with the story. It was given to you, was it all the way done or halfway done?
Johnny Cash thing?
The Johnny Cash song.
I think he was intending for this to be a song, but he never got around to it, and there was no melody that existed. So it didn't really have a structure either. Like, it was a lot of lines. There was nothing that said chords, nothing that said... It was sort of like... It was in its early stages, so I sat down and tried to approach it the same way I would if somebody came in and wanted to write with me and said, here's a bunch of things I want to say in this song, and that's how I co-wrote it and put it together and made it into something.
So you and Johnny Cash are the writers on the song?
Yes. He was easier to write with than a lot of guys in that sense.
There's a lot of pressure though, right?
Well, yeah. Are you kidding me? It was really, it was heady to sit there because when John Carter sat down and he had the stuff for me to look at, he's like, all right, check this out. Because he had sent me sort of some of the words early on to look at. But there it was. I'm holding this piece of paper, basically, that was from this guy that's essentially one of our... He's going to be... he's a saint in our... You know, if we were to put people into sainthood like they do in the Catholic Church, he'd be one.
So the name of the song is...
Gold All Over the Ground.
Here's a little bit of that song right here.
And gold all over the ground. Every stream I see, and I'd bundle you in kindness until you cling to me. We'd sit beneath strong branches, my arms would twine around. I'd turn your green to emerald and give you gold all over the ground.
So Johnny Cash, you and Mick Jagger kind of become friends when you played with them, was that before?
Yeah.
So
and we became friends a little bit before as well. It's one of the reasons I sort of played with them a bit.
How do you become friends with the Rolling Stones?
There's a course you have to take online. It's an online course.
You know, that's funny. Do they expect you to know everything about them, though? Because they are the biggest band in the world right now.
Yeah, they don't. They really don't expect you. I've never got that impression at all. They don't really live in that world like that. They sort of built this world in some way, and it's sort of like they just have fun in it. They don't really care if you revere them.
How do you go to someone like Mick Jagger and make that friendship ask, though, of, will you also be on my record?
Well, the way it worked was when they were in Nashville, they came in a couple of days early. And what they do, which is really neat, when you tour at the level they're at, they sort of take over a city. When the Rolling Stones are coming, I remember when they were here, Nashville was buzzing for several days. It was like, there's a Mick Jagger sighting. And we ended up going to dinner at Etch here in town. And what was funny about that was that Mick had said, you know, I'd said, well, when you get to town, do you want to go eat? We got some great new restaurants. And he said, yeah. And he picked the restaurant. And I thought for sure he's got people that do that. And I said, when we sat down to eat, I said, I've never been here before. How'd you find this? He said, oh, yeah, I think TripAdvisor or something. And it was like,
Etch does show up as one of the top places to go, yeah.
Yeah, he like looked it up and said, it said this is great. I thought we should try it. And it's like the next thing you know, we're sitting there. And I said, you got to come back when we can be here without anybody knowing and see if we can record and you can experience the city and really see what the creative process is like in this town. And I never expected him to say, yeah, let's do it. And he did. Next thing you know, 3 months later, he was at my house.
So he said yes, and then he followed up.
Yeah.
And came back.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for that flight back, or does he pay for it?
Nope.
He just came in.
Yeah.
He stayed at your house?
No, we recorded there, but he stayed at one of the nicer
TripAdvisor
establishments.
Some hotel he found.
Somewhere he was recommended?
Yeah, whatever they said on one of those.
When you go to dinner with Mick Jagger, do you prepare for that dinner with things to talk about, like it's a first date? Because I just feel like there'd be so much pressure to have the right conversation.
No. I'm somebody that I have a problem with my nerve endings or something because they don't fire as much or something. Because I don't get nervous all that often. And when I do get nervous, it's paralyzing to me because I'm not used to it. Like there's things where I should really be nervous and I don't get nervous. But then there are times when I've gotten like when I got uncontrollably nervous was in the delivery room, and I wasn't even the one having to do that. But it was really because that to me when we had complications with like the second pregnancy with Jasper, it ended up being an emergency C-section. The heart rate was dropping. It was like when they're wheeling her as fast as they can get her down the hall to operating room. That's when I'm shaking.
Love and War is out today. Brad Paisley's in here now. How much longer are you into the CMAs?
I don't know.
You still having fun?
I love it.
Yeah? If it's still fun, keep doing it, right?
I think so. I mean, if people hate it, we'll stop.
But people don't hate it. I think people are wondering if you're tired of it yet.
No, exactly. Well, that's the thing. It's like it's always about that. It's about are you entertaining people or not? And I know, like, in your sense as well, you get up in the morning and you feel like there are days that are better than others, but at the same time, you know you have something to offer. So, you know, it's why you do it. And at some point, when you don't feel like you have anything to offer, that's when you shouldn't do it.
Do you feel like you have more to offer?
Well, as long as the world continues to have funny material, I think so.
Album is Love and War. It's out today. I'm playing the new single right now. So tell me about this one.
Well, this is one of the later things written for this record, and one of the reasons we delayed it in January was they wanted this album. I don't know why I'm looking over here at these jerks that I work with, and they're smiling and laughing because
they're jerks.
They're like, hey, yeah, we're jerks. They needed the record January 2nd for it to come out March 3rd, which was the original date, which would have been great because that's when the song was peaking and today, and it would have worked like clockwork. And I said, I'm not turning this in yet. I'm not done, and I can't do that yet. And so I said, I need to keep writing and keep thinking. And one of the last things we wrote was this song that's the next single. And this is truly something that combines the things I love, which is humor, you know, looking at yourself and your past, and also that gut-wrenching thing. Like when you think – one of my favorite lines in the song is the line about Little Jimmy. I mean, I get to say Little Jimmy on the Opry stage in a song, and you know what that means to me.
I'm going to play it now. I hope everybody checks out the album. It's been a good talk. I hope you enjoyed coming in.
I feel like I've been through therapy.
A little. Listen, I just love music, and you love music. It's like these are my favorite things to talk about. Like I love talking about like the legends, and you get to like be their friends, and I get to be your acquaintance, and it's me.
Well, you gotta meet these guys.
One day, introduce me to Mick Jagger, and we'll call it a friendship.
You got it.
All right. My dog was, again, for a third night, really sick, and he was just throwing up like crazy. Mm-hmm. I got to take him to the vet today. Yeah. One of the listeners said it could be like, if there's a flea and tick collar that he's reacting too bad, like dogs can get sick of that if you change that out. Okay. Obviously, if you ever change your food out. But, I mean, he was vomiting all over the place. And his third night in a row.
Yeah, that's not good.
So.
That time.
Yeah, and again, he's 14 years old. I just don't know how much, he's got left in the tank. Mm-hmm. Is what stinks.
Yeah.
And so, it's almost. I mean, I've been up pretty consistently the last three nights, but now it's just like normal. I can get used to this.
No.
Bring me a baby.
Whoa.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Bring it on.
Bring on the baby.
Oh my goodness.
What?
I'm just picturing you being a dad. I like it.
I'll be an awesome dad.
I know you will be.
You know who probably would be a great dad that's underrated? Lunchbox probably an underrated great dad.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
And he's got the baby fever.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, of all of us, why is your lip quivering? Well, look at his face. Eddie, watch his face. Hey, Lunchbox, you're going to be a great dad.
It's quivering. Why?
Why is your lip quivering?
I mean, that's a weird statement.
I think you're going to be a good dad.
When do you think y'all are going to have a baby?
Yeah, let's go.
Whenever the wife gets pregnant, we'll have a baby. But
and you told us you pulled the goalie.
Yeah, the goalie's out. Like, yeah. You know.
Goalie's been out for a while. Huh?
I know. So it must be the score must yeah, be not.
No, she's not shooting. Whoa.
The old slap shot.
Yeah, it's not working.
No. My slap shot is good. Okay. Like, I mean, my slap shot comes, I mean, yeah. I can come from all angles.
Okay.
You got to bend it like Beckham, dude.
I don't miss the net.
Okay.
All right.
Well, so you're good at hockey.
I'm good at hockey.
Yeah. What's the deal?
I mean, there's this thing called science, man. And just sometimes it hits.
So you're
actively trying.
We're not trying. Yeah, I don't understand what you mean.
I don't understand that answer.
That means that just hasn't happened yet. But
that means
they're trying.
Like, we don't have baby clothes or anything like that.
Yeah, but you don't get those until you get.
No, I know the way to ask him.
Okay, go ahead.
Is she like charting anything? Do you ever get texts like, "Hey, honey, you should come home right now. It's time."
No.
Okay. They're not really actively trying.
I don't know what you mean. Chart.
She means if, like, she is ovulating.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
There we go. That's it.
Lunchbox, you're the one that just referred to it as science. Do you know what ovulating is?
Yeah, it means when she's ready to go.
Yep.
I mean, I guess it means when her body is able to take on.
Conceive.
Her body can take that on any time except for that time of the month.
No.
This is why they're not pregnant.
See,
Lunchbox has the total opposite.
Wait, did your wife know about
this?
Did she
know you don't know about?
No. That's you guys are actually inaccurate.
No, we're not.
Go ahead.
The only time she get pregnant is when she's ovulating.
Yeah, there's a window.
No. Go ahead.
There every day of the month she can get pregnant as long as it's not her time of the month.
Mm. No,
I don't think that's true.
Not like,
that's absolutely true. I'm just a dude. What do I know? Is there a doctor out there that can call it?
Yes, right here.
Instead of fighting about it, or Google 877-77 Bobby 877-77 Bobby. Who disagrees with him? I don't think you... what I know from my science learning is that you can only get pregnant a few days a month. Yeah. Amy?
I would say that is definitely the case.
The percentages are lower, but you can still get pregnant. You guys got real quiet when I called you out on facts.
Not really.
Oh, boy. Okay. There we have it. It's all on the table. These people are on the phone.
Okay.
Doctors. Yeah, not doctors, but here's the nurse.
Okay.
Hey, so here's what happened. If you missed a segment, if your station doesn't run our entire show, we did a segment a few minutes ago, and we were asking Lunchbox, like, when's he going to have a baby? He's got baby fever. And he's like, well, we're not trying, but Lunch thinks you can get pregnant any day at any time. And we have their kids listening. We're talking science terms. We're talking, all Amy and I said were, it's scientifically, we don't believe that's true. There are only certain days of the month you can get pregnant. So Melanie's on in Richmond. You're a nurse.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
Well, when you actively tell people that are trying to get pregnant, you try to tell them day 13 through day 15 of your cycle. So day 1 would be the day that you start your cycle, and day 13, 14, and 15 are the days that you should try to get pregnant.
So is Lunchbox correct in saying you can get pregnant every day of the month?
ultimately, it's possible but highly unlikely.
Yeah, that's not a
Some
win.
Some women do ovulate a little early or a little bit late, but it's generally between the 13 and 15 day window.
No, I am absolutely right. I said you could, and she said you could. You guys said there was only a three-day period.
Can I rephrase it for her?
Go ahead.
So day one of cycle. Day one. Can someone get pregnant on day one?
Oh, she's gone. Jessica's on, though. Hey, Jessica, in nursing school.
Yes.
Help us out here.
Okay. You start counting your days by your first day of your period. So the day that you start your cycle is when you start counting up to your 13 to 15 days. You only ovulate for 24 hours, though. And usually a female can feel it. You feel like the pain on either side of your lower abdomen, which is basically you only ovulate with one of your eggs. And that's when your egg travels up and can be fertilized by the male. So you can only technically, for sure, 100% get pregnant that one day of the month, but there are those slight chances other days.
It's like when someone has two babies at the same time, but they're not twins.
Yeah.
Like, that can happen. We've seen Ripley, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or sometimes kids are born with four arms.
Yes.
So basically, I'm pretty smart because I said the odds are lower at other times in the month, but you can still get pregnant.
There's no argument with that.
Hey, it's okay that I was smarter than you guys for once. It's okay. I know the body better than you guys. It's cool.
Sounds like it.
Shout out to my science teachers all the way, you know?
You know.
How'd you do in science in school?
Fifth grade was the downfall. That was Miss Beard, a C. And then in high school, pretty bad. I had a chemistry. Oh, that was terrible. I had to get out of the... Mr. Avondepoor, he was terrible.
He was terrible?
Well, I had Miss Willers, and she was so hard. I went and sat in the office and said, give me a Avondepoor, because I need to get out of there.
And you went to Avondepoor and said...
He was easier than I had Mr. Harris for anatomy.
Did you leave Avondepoor?
No, I finished him out. I finished him.
You got a C or a B?
C for sure. Chemistry was so hard. And then I had anatomy and physiology with Mr. Harris and physics.
This is the important one. How'd you do anatomy and physiology?
A solid B.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sometimes
C. That's where he learned this genius how to get pregnant.
All day long. That's what he just tells her. He's convinced his wife every day.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. We got it. We're under your scheme now. All right, we got to go. Well, on Tuesday morning show, Miranda Lambert will be in studio, which we just confirmed. So that will be...
That's cool.
Woohoo!
Awesome.
That'll be cool.
Yeah!
That's, speaking of unicorn frappuccinos, that's like the unicorn. Like, that's... Miranda's the one artist that we don't know.
Yeah. It's a mystery to us.
It is a mystery to us. Tuesday morning, Miranda Lambert will be in studio. I'm really looking forward to it, but I gotta say, with every other artist, like, I know everything, and like we're either acquaintances or buddies or friendly.
There's, something.
Yeah, it's like
saw him at the grocery store. Maybe probably be able to be like, hey.
Like, I'm super intrigued, and have a lot of questions, but Miranda Lambert in Tuesday morning. That just confirmed. Miranda Lambert here Tuesday morning. So set your alarm clock. You know, we did this segment a couple days ago about what music got us into country music. And for me, it was my grandma when I was a kid. And it was old school stuff. I think with a lot of us, our parents or our grandparents probably introduced it to us. And then once, because again, there were two radio stations, the pop radio station and the country radio station. And you listened to both of them growing up. For me, Garth was kind of like that artist that got me into my own version of country. Garth and then Tim, probably in that order. So I'm talking about that, and everybody always wants to interview me about what's country and what's not country. I always have the same opinion. The consumer, the person who's listening, gets to pick what's country. There's no right answer. There's never a right answer. There never will be a right answer. When Garth comes in, he goes, you know what? I was told I wasn't country, and I just kept going forward, and then I became country, and now people say that if they're not me, then they're not country. And this is the cycle. And I've told the story many times about how my grandma was, because Johnny Cash was from Arkansas, and she was like, she'd go watch Johnny Cash play, and people would be picketing outside of it, because that wasn't country, that was rock and roll. So there's always been this, that's not country fight. Always. In this format, there's always this fight of, let's push people out that aren't country. Let's fight about what's country and what's not. There's never going to be a winner in this argument. So it's like, why waste your energy? Mm-hmm. Because what happens is, people will decide, like the mass population decides what to buy, what rises, and then the rest don't. And sonically, everything's different. You can have something like John Party. Mm-hmm. You can have something like Sam Hunt. You can have something like Chris Stapleton, very blues. You can have something. And all of that's country because I think the format now is very built on the authenticity of the lyric, more so than a sonic sound of an instrument. it matters more about what you're saying and how you're saying it. It can be sad, it can be happy, it can be fun, but it's not just about rhyming words.
Yeah.
And I think that's what separates. I think another separator is the quality of the artist. There just aren't that many crappy country artists that made it big. In pop, ton of them. If you look a certain way,
yeah,
they're all over. I'm telling you, we were there.
Mm-hmm.
If you look a certain way and they can polish you up, they can make you an artist.
Yeah.
In this format, it just doesn't happen. And that's a big part of it, too. So I'm doing this interview, and they're like, let's talk about who's country and who's not. And I'm like, I think what I think, but I'm not right. And so I started to think, what if as a format, this whole format, instead of trying to kick people out, we started inviting people in? And you'll see where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Like, what if people who don't have a format, who have really authentic voices and sounds, instead of going, you're not country, get out of here, instead we go, hey, why don't you come? You don't really have a place. Why don't you come into our format? You're just playing great music and telling the truth. Isn't that what it's about?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, I present to you Exhibit A. This is a song I think is as country as whatever else is on the radio. Sonically, how's it sound?
That's true, yeah.
It's real life, too. In the blood. Listen to the song.
How much of my mother has my mother left in me? How much of my love will be insane to some degree? And what about this feeling that I'm never good enough? Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood?
It's called In the Blood, John Mayer.
How much of my father am I destined to become? Will I dim the lights inside me just to satisfy someone? Will I let this woman kill me or do away with jealous love? Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood?
It's like, can I get rid of this, or is it inside of me?
I can't feel the love I want.
It's like, country radio should play this song. It's an authentic song. That's my only point about the format. It doesn't matter. Let's invite people in. You know what I mean? Thank you. Goodbye. There's this Starbucks drink called the Magical Unicorn. Is it Frappuccino? What's it called?
Something Unicorn.
Okay.
The Unicorn.
There's a clip of a Starbucks barista just going off about this. There's no cursing. Right, Raymond?
Right.
Okay, here we go. Here's a Starbucks barista saying, please don't order the Unicorn Frappuccino because it takes forever. There are too many ingredients.
So, as most of you know, I work at Starbucks, and the new Unicorn Frappuccino came out today. And I have to tell you, please don't get it! I've never made so many Frappuccinos in my entire life. My hands are completely sticky. I have unicorn crap all in my hair and on my nose. I have never been so stressed out in my entire life. It has been insane. If you love us as baristas, don't order it.
That's the best ever.
Love it.
Awesome. Oh my goodness. He's never been more stressed out in his entire life.
He's like, listen, I'm going to say something. No!
That probably was super annoying day one because everybody was ordering those. Everybody.
Lunchbox thinks his male lady has a crush on him.
Have you heard? Goodness.
Oh, great. What? Why?
Well, probably because I'm attractive, but most male people just put your mail in the mailbox. Well, she knows that I'm home every afternoon and 99% of the time, so she'll knock on the door and hand me the mail every day. And I think it's because she just wants to see me and she thinks I'm hot.
Huh.
Okay.
I mean, does your mail person knock on your door?
No.
No.
Not at no, all. Exactly.
So these are the thoughts that he has, right?
Interesting.
We come off the air yesterday and he goes, hey. I was like, what? He goes, let me talk to you for a second. And I was like, what? Like, he goes, let's egg your neighbor's house.
What?
Yeah.
The one that texted your girlfriend
about me mowing my yard.
Okay.
There's a whole story. My neighbor was saying, hey, it's kind of passive aggressive, texting my girlfriend. I was like, do I need to get you a lawn service? And I was like, okay, fine. And there's already been an issue where they're like grabbing out our trash cans. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, you just said our.
Okay. They grabbed her, so okay. It's fine. They can be ours. I have no problem with that. You guys act like I have some fear of going hard.
Whoa, no. She said
my dog and I's trash cans. Okay. So anyway.
Okay.
Lunchbox goes, listen, what we'll do, we'll get up early in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we get up anyway? And we'll go. About five eggs. They'll regret the day they ever texted you about your yard. And he was serious as could be. He wanted to go egg my... First of all, you don't egg someone you live next door to. Secondly, you don't egg people.
Dude, we're not in high school anymore.
Yeah, or junior high.
Yeah.
Or elementary, but whatever. We did it all those years. But you send them a message, guys.
Don't egg people.
Like, if they're going to mess with you, you're going to mess with them. And then you say, hey, can you get the egg off your house? You send them a text. Be like, hey, there's some egg on your house. Can you get that off?
I've got a good egg remover for you.
Send you an egg cleaner.
It's really starting to smell. Like, it smells like rotten eggs. Let's clean that up.
Lunchbox, how old are you?
35.
Okay.
When do you turn 36?
End of July, July 25th.
Your life will change then. That's probably when it'll change.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You'll be a lot more.
But you don't think about that? Like, does he have good trees? We can toilet paper? I mean.
No, I don't. It never pops up in my mind. The only thing that I thought was I play yard chicken, don't mow it for a month. But then my dog has to suffer.
Yeah. So you don't want that.
I just mowed it. I didn't mow it. I paid somebody $35 to mow it. Oh, no, I'm not going to egg anybody, but thank you for the advice. Because he was like, as a friend, pulling me aside after the show.
Hey. Like, he'd be there for you. He'd do that for you.
Like, he didn't want anybody else to know. He's like, hey, just you and me can do this. I'm going to tell anybody.
Exactly.
Do you ever think he'll just go do it for you?
That's what my dude would do.
That's what I'm saying.
Dog, yeah. Like, my old dog would go and egg a house out. They're not even telling me. But you know what? I don't think you should do it. But my dog, you know, he just
Is that a wink?
Nah, you know, I just say, yeah. Like to nip this little bit of drama right in the bud right now.
Okay.
And it wouldn't even been a thing if you wouldn't have made it a thing. I blame you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I
because
made it a thing.
This is what happened. I said our house.
You did. You said welcome to our house.
And so as soon as it happened, my girlfriend's now awake. She did a charity show and had to drive back all night.
Open up the champagne.
She woke up just in time to hear that segment of me going. You know, they came over to our house.
Uh-huh.
My girlfriend's on the phone now. And she texted me and goes, our house? ! Let's just put it all out there,
uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Mi casa es su casa.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's just put it all out there. It's my house. That's all.
Yeah, but she said that one time recently and you got panties in a wad.
You gave me a hard time when I randomly said, and I wasn't even making a big deal about it, but I was like, yeah, our neighbor. And you were like, whoa. And you said, whoa, for about 2 minutes. And so now you let it slip. So I'm just, you know, giving you your own medicine.
No, wait a minute.
Whoa.
I can say it.
Because it's your house?
Because it's my house.
Oh.
And I also can admit my dog and I.
But okay, you were talking about, like, what happened in the conversation, and I was in the conversation, and so...
What? Okay.
I'm not saying it's a terrible thing. I'm just saying I'm happy that you said the same thing I did.
The excitement in her voice right now, she feels like... right now, she thinks this is an invitation for her to move all her stuff in.
Oh, wow.
Like, listen to her.
Wow. Wait, Lindsay?
No, not that. I'm just happy that you made the same little word slip that I did.
She just sounds extremely happy.
She thinks this is next step.
No. She said our neighbors. I was like, whoa. R, you got a mouse in your pocket?
Mm-hmm.
And so.
And then you said.
You just said, like, our trash can.
I just, when you hang around somebody, you pick up their their vocabulary. All right.
Boy.
Hey, I'm just following your lead now.
All right, so we're cool, right?
Yep.
That's all you got.
We're cool.
See you at the house later.
All right, I'll see you at my house. Cool. I'll see you at my house later on.
All right.
Amy says we need to start watching that 13 tape show.
13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, I'm totally in.
We watched 201 episodes of The Office.
Right, so now you have a little extra time now that you're done.
We're done. But even Lindsay will say, because I made her, I mean, I didn't make you watch all The Office.
No, I wanted to watch it, but now it seems like life is not complete because we don't have anything to watch.
We have a show. So, but I was like, we need to watch all The Office. Like, you don't fully get me, is what I told her, until you watch all The Office.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And
maybe
so,
I need to do that.
Then
so
she watched all 201 episodes. But you will say that you were crying about 4 or 5 times.
I really loved it. Honestly, I really loved it.
And if she wouldn't have, I'd have probably been like, we probably can't stay together.
Uh-huh. I believe that.
So Amy says the show's very sad, though.
It is.
She cries during This Is Us every time.
Yeah.
We're not even done with
this. This is a different level than This Is Us. Like, This Is Us has highs and lows. This is pretty low.
Low and lower?
Wow. This is like low and then lower.
Right.
But it's very intriguing.
All right.
I'm in.
Thank you, Lindsay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lindsay can't come to my stand-up show tomorrow because she's going to play a show
in
Texas.
What? Yeah. Oh, dang, wow. I know.
I know.
I know.
All right. Bye.
I'm the worst girlfriend ever. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. Coming up in a few minutes, and we don't have a lot of authors come on the show, but there's a girl named Christy Wright, and she wrote A Woman's Guide for Making Money Doing What She Loves. The book's called Business Boutique, and so she's going to come and talk about how the women that are listening to our show, if like you have a hobby or something, how to turn it into a business. I don't think I'll normally bring on an author, but I think we have a lot of women that do awesome things. They could probably make some money.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Ramsey's coming in with her, who's like our favorite person ever. So that'll be in like 6-7 minutes that she'll stop by. Lego has been accused of alienating a group of people.
Who? Uh-oh.
Adults. Because adults want to go into the Lego Center and they're like, you're too big. And they're like, this is discrimination.
Oh, no. Wow. What?
Yeah. That's a thing, too. Some adults love Legos.
Okay, some adults love My Little Ponies, but they should, you know.
That's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah, they're called bronies.
Yeah, it's weird.
What?
Adult fans of Lego have threatened to lodge human rights complaints over age limits at a Legoland Discovery Center. Mm. Adults are unable to enter the culture center unless accompanied by a child age 17 or under. So they're upset.
Wow.
Like, go get your own Legos and play.
Yeah.
You can buy them with your own money, your own work, your own job.
That's true.
More complained they had bought annual passes without knowing the age limit. Like, they wanted to go every day.
No.
Wow.
They just need to find a little kid to accompany them. They're good.
No, don't give them ideas, Amy. No, they don't. Moving on.
Rewind.
A 10th grader hacks into the school's computer to change grades.
Unbelievable. That's like a movie.
Hold on.
How did he get busted?
This is the thing, though, now. Like, kids are brilliant at computers. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Sure.
They're smarter than the teachers are at computers. So a 10th grader in Spring Valley, Texas, is in big trouble for hacking into high school's computer system and offering other students grade changes for a fee.
Oh, so smart.
The student has been charged with breach of computer security, which is a felony. Because you can't.
Yeah, but he's 10.
He's in 10th grade.
Oh, 10th grade. Wow, he's almost an adult.
He's 16. Wow. Around that. Yep. So it's impressive, and it shows that he's wanted to learn computers, but it's still, if you wanted to learn how to build a house and you go break into them, it's not the same,
right?
You could get in trouble.
Yeah. Oddly, though, this could get him a job somewhere.
For sure.
Like, having this skill.
You have to get in trouble first.
Right. I mean, he could put this on his resume of, like, check out these skills.
Back in 10th grade.
I know
grade.
This is
Back
wrong,
in my day, I would do people's homework for a dollar.
You would?
Just $1? I feel like you were selling yourself short.
Probably, but $1 was a lot to me. Okay. So I would do a whole page of homework for a dollar.
Wow.
Now people are hacking into computers. It just shows you. Back in the day, I'd have probably been hacking too.
That's right.
Because I was no saint. I was doing other people's math homework for a dollar.
Yeah, but you were trying to survive.
True, but that's my rebel story.
You're a bad boy.
It's like, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I had my down and dirty days. I was doing other people's homework for a buck.
Dang. So was some of the homework like fresh that you didn't even have the class?
I didn't even know.
Or some of it was like you already did it, so you just copied the work.
Here's the nerdiest thing ever.
Okay. Oh, great.
I would really love it when people would come to me with classes I didn't have so I could learn these
Stop.
New things.
That's messed up.
I know.
I love that you were like that.
I know.
That's awesome.
There's a picture of that version of me on Instagram right now.
Yes.
Cause I think I'm in 5th or 6th grade and have a mullet. I just put it up today, Mr. Bobby Bones.
So that was the kid getting a dollar.
About 5th grade is when I started. 5th through probably 9th or 10th grade. Because then I started working full time. I was waiting tables.
Jobs.
I was doing maintenance on a golf course. I was working all these jobs. So, yeah. Top brands of the year. I'll read you. Tell me if you use them. Okay. These are voted by the Harris Poll. HBO.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Me too. NPR.
Nah.
I don't listen to NPR.
No.
I would listen to Serial when that was on.
But that was podcast.
But still, it's an NPR.
It's NPR.
Okay.
It's like because iHeartRadio has podcasts.
That's true.
The Bobbycast, huge.
I listen to that.
Ever heard of it?
Download it.
Yeah.
Five stars.
The,
Everyone has weird. A plug.
Episode 10, shout out.
Yeah. Amy's, or Jake, yeah. Go and talk to Amy.
53.
Because you're weird, dude.
And
you're the weirdest
too.
Human
and
being
you're the
ever.
And you
I'm
are
not
too.
As weird as you are, dude.
All right. That's in the Bobby cast with Jake Owen.
We
up.
Need to go to that more. Why have I forgotten about that all day today?
Lunchbox is concerned that the Bobby cast is getting bigger than the real show.
Oh, no.
And that we're not going to have a job.
Yeah, you guys shouldn't be supporting. I mean, not to be rude to Bobby, but we keep saying support the Bobby cast, but articles are taking clips from the Bobby cast and writing articles. They're not doing that from the show, so we need to start you guys need to step up your game or the show's going to go bye-bye and it's just going to be the Bobby cast.
It's job security. It's a different
what
show.
If, do you think? Well,
it's a different show. Like, I love songwriters, and that's what that show is really about. It's like the behind the scenes of Nashville, songwriters and behind the scenes. And
well,
a lot of artists are songwriters. I think. Things happen.
Because you're weird, dude.
And you're
the weirdest
too.
Human
and
being
you're the
ever.
And you
I'm not
too.
As weird as you are, dude.
All right, that
the next thing we're going to hear, you're fired, dude.
That's going to be my favorite clip
fired.
Ever.
Yeah, that's,
okay,
that's
what
Jake
else?
Owen and I going at it. Talking
what else
about
we got?
Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Five Guys Burgers.
No.
Ooh,
no.
It's been a bit.
Southwest Airline.
Yes.
Yeah. TripAdvisor.
No.
No.
iPhone.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yes.
The Weather Channel.
No.
Kind of.
Those were the best ones.
The Weather Channel.
Like Weather Channel online, like weather.com, I go to that.
Okay, that's the same thing.
Weather Channel.
That's theirs. I want to say this. Our iHeart Country Festival is coming up, and St. Jude is a huge part of this with us. They're actually sponsoring the festival. And so as we get ready for it, we talk about it. And it's everybody from Al Dean to Dirks to even us, the Raging Idiots, are playing. If you guys want to make a difference, and they've been so great at sponsoring our iHeart Country Festival, and you guys know how invested and how much we love St. Jude because of what they do there, because they pay all the bills. Like, if a kid goes in, they pay all the like St. Jude covers all the bills, all the travel, all the everything. I would ask if today it's a Friday, you're like looking for some feel good for you. If you're looking for some feel good for somebody else, if you go to BobbyBones.com, there's a St. Jude banner and $10. That would be awesome.
Maybe sacrifice your unicorn frappuccino.
Yep.
And donate.
If you haven't heard, these baristas are not happy with that.
They don't want it.
They don't want you buying frappuccinos because it's a lot of work.
So, as most of you know, I work at Starbucks, and the new unicorn frappuccino came out today. And I have to tell you, please don't get it!
So today,
donate to St. Jude.
It would be awesome if you did. We would love it. You can go to BobbyBones.com, click the St. Jude banner, and you do it for the kids. So. Mm-hmm.
And the family.
Just want to throw that out. They're so great to us in sponsoring things, and we work together, but it's really about that building and those kids, and it's people from all over the country, all over the world go to St. Jude. So there's that.
This is the Bobby Bones.
We don't bring a lot of authors in here. So when
no,
we
not
do,
too many.
We don't, because when we do, it's always special. And most of what we do, it's just Dave Ramsey. Mostly, Dave, mostly you're just the author. But Dave called and said, hey, I have somebody for you that I think would be great for you. And I started investigating a little bit. Her name is Christy Wright. First time we met, Christy.
Yes, glad to be here. Nice to meet you.
You wrote a book called Business Boutique.
Right.
And so this is what the cover says. A woman's guide for making money doing what she loves. So this is written for women.
It is.
So, first of all, what is your background in money? Like, why should I listen to you?
Background in money. I guess, well, for
or
me.
Or in business.
Yeah, in business, sure. Okay. Well, let's start at the very beginning. I was raised by a single mom that was an entrepreneur. So, I was raised in the business for my whole childhood and growing up, but I pursued a degree in business and I became a certified business coach. Have had my own little side businesses along the way. And now being on Dave's team, I'm a business coach for Entree Leadership. And we just saw a real need in the market to help women turn their ideas and passions and hobbies into successful businesses, because we live in this side gig economy where it's easier than ever before to start a side gig and you just need the help with the business side of things. So that's why I wrote this book.
Give me an example. Like, our listeners are listening right now, by
sure.
The way, Christy Wright is in. The book's called Business Boutique. Like, let's say there are some women are listening and they're like, I love doing this. How do I turn it into actually being able to buy groceries with this?
Right. Well, the first thing you need to do if you're going to turn a hobby into a business is you need to start to treat it like a business. And there's a difference between a hobby and a business. A hobby costs you money. A business makes you money. So you're going to start to structure the business differently for the purpose of making money. And we're in the business of helping people. And so what problem is your business solving?
Give me an example here.
Okay. Let's say that you have a degree in accounting. accounting and you want to be a freelance CPA or accountant or bookkeeper. Or let's say you have a sewing machine and you're like, you know what? Maybe I could sew handbags or
hair bows. I like that one. Let's do the sewing machine.
I do. I have a sewing machine. I can sew.
Okay, there we go.
Talk to me.
Etsy shop, for example, or you could set up your own website. You could even sell just on social media to get started. But what's so great is you can start with what you have. And when you start with what you have, whether that's your skills or education or a sewing machine, for example, then the risk is so low. You can dip your toe in the water and test some things out in business and validate your idea with very little risk and very little upfront cost, and you make money quicker, and then that thing could grow. In fact, we're working with some women that their little hobby of hair bows starts out, turns into something that's over six figures their first year. So there's potential to grow it if you want to. You just need help with business.
Lady made $400,000 on hair bows. Her husband quit his job and went to work for his wife.
What?
So it's a cute little hobby, but you better take it seriously because it can bring in some serious income.
So it's called Business Boutique. Christy writes in the studio right now. And Dave, you wrote the foreword, Dave Ramsey, and you published the book. So you believe in her.
Absolutely. Christy's part of our team. She's one of our Ramsey personalities and has spoken on leadership all over the world and on business, has been with us for almost a decade. And she's a fireball. I mean, she gets her done.
What is it about her? Like, why should I read her? I'm not a woman, but it's
a,
it's just
for
women.
A good question. Could men read this and get inspired?
Well, sure. The business principles apply regardless. But what I found is we're wired differently as men and women.
Got it.
So I wanted to be able to reach women right where they are and focus not only on their challenges, but also on their opportunities and what they bring to business. So I'll give you an example. Women traditionally are very relational. So we value ourselves by our relationships. So I don't spend any time in the book teaching how to do customer service, even though that's hugely important in business, because usually you don't have to tell a woman to take care of people. We're very good at that intuitively, but when it comes to selling or paying yourself or pricing or setting policies, we get a little awkward. And so I want to help them with how to sell with confidence. You don't have to be pushy. And so I spend a lot of time on things like that.
That's genius. Because as a woman, I would be like, oh, like as a Bobby, if you and I are selling something.
No,
like,
well, I would like to buy something from you, Amy.
Bobby, well, let's just say if both of us are selling something, you would have no problem if Dave comes to us and is like, Bobby, $5. Bobby's like, $5, I'm not budging. Dave comes to me, well, how about $3? Okay, Dave.
Okay.
you don't need to pay $5. Like, I'm way more. But
yourself,
women need to learn how to be firm in their price and pay themselves back. Like, you're right. We are wired differently.
So I wanted to write it with that approach where I can show them how to sell with confidence and how to pay yourself and how to earn a profit and not feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And so certainly the business principles apply. I got an email just yesterday from a man that said, well, I bought your book because I really wanted it and I'm clearly not a woman, but I loved it and it works for me and it's really helping me with my business. So it applies. Regardless, but the examples are more female focused.
Business Boutique. Now, Christy's going to be at Books A Millions in Austin and Colorado Springs and Phoenix and just. Can they go to your website to see all this?
ChristyWright.com or businessboutique.com, and you can find all the cities and the tour dates.
Where'd you grow? I hear like an accent. Like
I'm from here. I'm a Nashville native.
Yeah, I hear the accent.
Oh, yeah.
So you went to school and your goal was to run a business, make a bunch of money?
No, I don't think my goal was ever to run a business, but I've always had entrepreneurial spirit and I've had that drive in my DNA. So whenever I started working for Dave, I was actually developing products. And then as I began speaking and that kind of evolved, we started to see not only a need in the marketplace, but my desire and education, all these things aligning for a perfect time as this. So it's really great to see how I have a background in business, but it's also kind of in my DNA. From both of my parents are entrepreneurs, but being raised by my mom, which was such a powerful example, gives me that fire on a different level, I think.
You know, for all these years, I've been taking these calls from these ladies that are at home with their kids, and they call in on the Dave Ramsey show, and they, you know, they want to add some extra money to get out of debt to the family household. And a lot of them have more degrees than their husbands, more drive than their husbands. Some of them are smarter than their husbands. And they're trying to figure out, you know, what can I do as a side hustle, a side gig? Because I want to hustle and grind. I want to add some fuel to this fire and get on out of debt. And there's this huge pent-up economic ability out there with this population that it's untapped. And this is the best time in the history of the world to start a business right now.
The history of the world, Dave Ramsey.
Right now?
The history of the world.
It is.
I feel like hearing
that. In the history of the world, it's the best time.
Damn.
I mean, think about it. You can Etsy, eBay, Craigslist, YouTube, Google.
Because of distribution. Because it's
all free. It's all free. And you know, you can have a Facebook page. By the end of the day, you're in business. Chung! Just like that.
People think you start a business, it's like this, dun-da-da-da, I've got to start a business. You just to help someone, let them pay you, boom, you're in business. Like, it's very simple. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated. You could start making money tomorrow. And so we want to help people do that.
Business Boutique.
Dang, now I want to start a business. I need some side hustle, Bobby.
A woman's guide to making money doing what she loves. Christy writes here. Let me ask you a question, Christy. If you and Dave go to dinner,
okay,
who picks up the check?
Oh, Dave.
Dave, duh.
Why, though? Because you're so rich?
No, because actually I'm her leader. She works on our team. And so.
Yeah, but I'll let Amy buy me dinner sometimes if she wants to. Right?
Yes, and I totally offer.
Huh, it's interesting. Well,
Bobby, you're our leader. This is great.
I know. This is a bad. Dave, you're a bad.
Hey, you asked.
Dave, thank you. And now I have that for the rest of my life.
She's like, I'm going to refer back to that.
We do talk about you all the time. Dave, we reference you on this show 4 or 5 times a week, just on our show.
I hear about it on Twitter.
We're like, what would Dave Ramsey do?
We hear a lot about Ray and lunch on Twitter.
Is that the best advice you can give me?
Yeah, can you come back next week or so and let's talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Always. I'm always available. I'm just down the street.
Business Boutique from Christy Wright. I hope you at least check it out. And she's going to be all over the country. You can go to the website, too. And it's been nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well.
I love what you're doing.
Thanks.
And anybody that Dave says is thumbs up in our book.
Good to hear.
So Christy Wright, and the book's called Business Boutique. All right, the weekend's here. What do you got going on?
Oh, I'm going to go see you do some comedy with my husband. Date night.
Oh, he's coming?
Yeah, of course.
Great.
What do you mean great?
Not him, just in general. Like, the less of you guys are, the better.
You don't want anybody going to this?
No, well, I told you guys a week ago. Like,
we're all going, so.
I don't understand.
Feels the pressure.
I talked it up to my wife, too, dude. We're excited.
That's the problem.
Well, I talked you down to my husband, so.
That's way better.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was like, honey, this is going to be horrible. We need to go support Bobby. He's not funny.
If it's just a support and it's horrible, that's what I like.
Okay.
I can always live up to those expectations. Like, I thought that movie with The Rock and Kevin Hart, remember that movie, the cop movie?
Yes.
Was really good because I was told it was horrible.
It was so bad.
I was like, the movie's horrible. And then I went in. It was like calling crime. I don't know. And when I was like, this is hilarious because I expected so bad.
Okay.
And you know, that's what it is.
All right.
Yeah, tomorrow night in Nashville, I have a stand-up comedy show. And everybody's coming.
Whoop.
Yeah, are you coming?
Duh, and Bay.
Yeah?
Wow.
Date night.
Yeah.
We're all bringing Sig others.
It's definitely date night for all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're just using this as an excuse.
Well, for sure.
Get
it's
out
free.
Of the house.
I know. No, I don't
exactly.
Need
it. Exactly. And there's a party before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even have to pay for tickets.
By the way, I had to pay for the party before.
You did?
Of course. It's a reception that I had to pay for.
Well, shoot, y'all, we should chip in.
Okay, I got $5.
Yeah.
I'm not chipping in anything.
You should have to throw your own party. We'll do that for you.
That's what I said about your birthday, and you argued it, and you paid for your own birthday party.
Boom. So let Bobby pay.
Yep.
Wait.
That was a bad argument,
yeah.
Bones.
Okay. I've already paid for it.
Okay, good.
Thank you, guys. Hope you have a great weekend. Next week, Miranda Lambert in studio. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool because she hasn't been around forever. Like, years.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited about that. That'll be good. Thank you. Goodbye. Have a great weekend. Brad Paisley was in today. He got an album out today. Shout out, Brad Paisley. And so, hope you check out his new record.
Bye. Bobby Bones Show.